You are listening to a Screenfish one-on-one with Eamon Joseph. Eamon is the star of Baywatch, the latest film of the long-running series, and also one of the stars of John Singleton's FX series Snowfall. We're excited to have him, so let's dive right in. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Eamon. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. It's so exciting to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're a busy guy.
Hey, man, I'm not busy. But Steve, where are you at? Where are you going from?
I'm in Toronto.
You went to six.
It makes me so happy to know that other people know that. I thought that only Toronto knew that.
Nah, I mean, that is six. I'm all from New York, so I used to go to Toronto. I've been to Toronto a couple of times. There's a big carnival that you guys have. I used to go to all the time, like a West Indian pub carnival. I used to be partying up there and have a good time, get wasted, and come back to New York.
Have you ever worked up here, or was it more just to visit?
It was more just to have fun and visit. I've never worked in Toronto. Yeah, I missed that whole thing. I've been up to Vancouver over on this side working, but I've never, when I was back in youth, I never worked up in Toronto. So a few of my friends did. And then I know some Toronto, some actors that's from Toronto that are doing their thing. Stephen James and his brother Shamir. So a couple of guys that are having great young careers starting out right now.
It's a big acting area up here, big acting town. But let's talk about you. You've got a lot going on right now. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting for the last couple of, this last year, definitely.
Of course, you're one of the stars of Baywatch, which is coming out this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. What was it about Baywatch that you thought would be fun to be a part of, or what drew you to the script?
On the original installment, you know, I mean, this particular installment is about comedy. It skews a little bit more toward comedy and action. It also has the sexy, but it doesn't take itself as serious as the original. So that was the first thing that it was like, okay, well, we're going to kind of embark on a new adventure, taking the franchise in a different way, and everyone was kind of enthusiastic about that. So that was the first thing. I was like, okay, so this is something different. It isn't the, you know, it's not just going to be about abs and, you know, a perfect swimming form on the beach. So that was the first thing. And then when I found out that, you know, that The Rock and just how much physicality was going to be involved, then I really took a liking to it because, you know, I'm known to throw a couple punches in some of the films that I do, and, you know, when you can kind of square off with some of the guys that are the best in the game at that, you know, it's like a challenge. So, yeah, I was looking forward to that.
Sure, yeah, and you play Frankie. I don't want to give any spoilers away, but one of the villains, if you will. Actually, you know, your type of character reminded me of some of these great Bond villains, henchmen of the past, you know, the Jaws and, you know, Odd Job, that sort of, the sort of tough guy that works with the main villain.
What's kind of cool is working, you know, with Priyanka Chopra and the fact that the villain wasn't the stereotypical thing that you know, kind of like you said with the Bond, it's kind of like the upscale villains that are, you know, it's not your quintessential henchman, but it is more like the Bond thing where they're kind of dressed and, you know, it's only because of the circumstances that makes them villains at all. And then you kind of see that, like, okay, these are some tough guys, and, you know, you really establish the bad guy thing. And to see a woman play the main villain, in my opinion, is quite interesting, too.
I got a chance to see the film last night. Priyanka does a great job, and you do as well. And again, without, I don't want to say too much, but you have a pretty great action scene with The Rock, with Dwayne Johnson. I was wondering, like, were you able to do your own stunt work? Was that something that they invited you to do, or how were you involved in that?
Yeah, well, the particular, like you said, not giving too much away, but that particular sequence that you're speaking of, it's pretty long.
Yeah.
So I definitely had a stunt performer work along with me. This was Terrence. But, you know, I took a lot of, most of the choreography we worked for about a month with Dwayne's cousin, also Tadawai, that does a lot of Dwayne's stunts.
Mm.
And we worked on the choreography with that particular, the fight scene itself, you know, because it's a pretty long sequence. But,
yeah.
You know, the swinging, the tussling of blows and stuff like that, we worked on quite a while. And it just makes sense sometimes to do your own stuff because you don't have to cut away, things of that nature. So I did a lot of that stuff, but also had a stunt performer. I always think it's great to be able to rely on your stunt performer to do certain things and also be a physical actor to be able to play in and, you know, take the majority of the stuff, but also, you know, you don't have to take every fall.
Sure.
So we worked it in, and it was it became quite seamless. I don't know if you know the whole thing of doing fight scenes, but usually they change a lot from script to screen.
Yeah.
And from what may be choreographed to what actually you do on set, and then what actually doesn't make the cutting room floor. So.
Yeah, that was what I was wondering, is how in a scene like that do you choreograph it? Is that something that you and Dwayne would work out? Do people come and show you what they want you to do? What's that process look like?
I mean, let's just be real. In the beginning, you're looking at a script that's describing an action scene, and each fight has its own. I believe that fights have their own choreography, their own story. They tell their own story within the larger story of the film. And, you know, that's what the writer is trying to convey.
Sure.
There's the stunt, you know, the stunt team and the stunt unit that comes in and tries to bring whatever that writer, you know, put on paper, the black and white, try to bring that into the kind of the real world. And within there, there's a lot of different interpretations of how that, you know, of how that should be seen. And then you also have, you know, your star of the film that has probably done 100 or more. I mean, with Dwayne, let's just think about how many fight sequences Dwayne has done in his career. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And I've done several. So it's about, you know, connecting it to his brand. You know, it would be hard for to convince Dwayne to do, let's say, some Jackie Chan choreography.
Right.
You know, he's
right,
a big guy. And then, so it's all of these different, all these different variables, I would say, you know, how big is the space that we're looking, you know, so is this going to be a scene where we're kicking and, you know, if so, you're going to need guys, you know, two guys that are well over 6 foot and, you know, over 200 pounds, Dwayne probably 240, you know what I mean, to use the space and for the camera to be in the space. So all of these things kind of start making the reality of what you're actually going to shoot and then what actually is cut in the final product for the audience, you know? So all of those things together, it's almost like watching something organically happen, even though it may be, you know, seems like it would be painting by numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. And it flows beautifully. Like the scene itself, it must've been a lot of fun to work on the set with guys like that. I mean, you're working with, Zac Efron, Dwayne Johnson, and of course, we already talked a little bit about Priyanka. It seemed like everybody was really enjoying themselves on the set. Was it sort of an easy set to work with, an easy group?
Yeah, it was easy. I mean, it can't get too hard when you're working with beautiful, beautiful people. on a beach. I mean, you know, who am I to complain? You know what I mean? The only thing you had to do on this set is make sure you weren't gawking, you know what I mean?
Right.
So some of those silences, you might just catch yourself in a stoic glance and glare at someone like, oh my goodness. Can they see me staring at them? yeah, it's a really beautiful set, a lot of gorgeous men and women in the cast. So yeah, that wasn't too difficult, you know. It wasn't difficult at all, and everyone had a warm disposition and working with some of the most charismatic people in the business as well. So
That was one of the things I thought that carried out so well throughout the film, is it just seemed like you guys were all enjoying your time together, which you don't always get the feeling in a comedy like this. You can, and I think that really helps the film.
Yeah, I think they did a great good job of casting, because there's a lot of newcomers like John sure. Bass, and then, you know, we had comedians like, you know, Hannibal Buress in there, and beautiful women that could take a joke, give one, you know. And then, you know, not to give any spoilers away, but the zingers that that Rock and Zach shared, you know, I mean, it's just a lot of funny stuff. And even my character, Priyanka, I feel like he had moments of, you know, brevity, that there were some comical moments, you know, even in our fight, you know, there would be moments where we were able to tap in on some humorous beats. The fact that you have that in already written there, or the, you know, giving us an opportunity to play in between things, it makes it all the more fun and laid back type of experience. Because at the end of the day, were they saving the world? Perhaps not. But in the big action, you know, comedies these days, you're always saving the world. So,
to be honest, I think you had one of my favorite lines in the film. I'd like to switch gears a little bit if I can, because this was a ball of fun, or it seemed like it was, but you're also this summer going to be starring in Snowfall with John Singleton, produced by John Singleton. I don't think he directed it. I don't know if he was involved in the directing of the series, but FX's new series.
The season finale.
He directs the season finale. Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about that? And all I've seen for that is the trailer so far. But it seems like a completely different experience.
Yeah, it was completely different. I mean, I still bring my sensibilities to things, so it always kind of feels like a continuation of my craft and my, you know, whatever thing that I bring to each project. But, yeah, Snowfall, you're dealing with the proliferation of big drugs in this country. And during the 80s, it's a period piece. It starts at the summer of 1983, and we're dealing with, you know, an administration that has chosen to make money and balance the deficit by nefarious means, and you see how that affects some of the young families in South Central Los Angeles, Latino families and African American families, and it's just a really cool look. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, all drug dealers are bad, or to take from Nancy Reagan's slogan back in the 80s, just say no. But what does that, how does that look when you're dealing with a family and the choices, the small choices that people make every day to make their life better? And the risk that they take to support their families, to perhaps to be greedy, to perhaps to... you know, to be rich. It's just interesting to see those stories in a very small way and part of a larger story. So I think Snowfall does a remarkable job at that, honestly. And I'm pretty pleased with the product. When I first read the pilot, I wasn't able to see that. It seemed like everything was very compartmentalized, and you see all these different sex. You see, you know, Israeli mobsters, and you see the CIA, you see, you know, Contras in South America, you see, you know, like I said, the Latinos in South Central and African Americans there, and to see that all come together and paint a story, a picture, and it not to feel like anyone is being demonized, or even with the CIA agent, you know, to realize the humanity and people that, you know, that are working a job and trying to better their lives. It's just really interesting.
It sounds like a great story. How do you prepare for a role like that? That sounds really intense.
Well, this particular piece, the difficulty lies in the fact that I'm not from Los Angeles. Mm. And it being a period piece, we kind of, a lot of times, because the audience has seen, you know, films like Boys in the Hood or The Wood, we kind of know what that stereotypical guy from South Central Los Angeles, how he acts. like that or not.
Right, right.
These stereotypes. So to start from the ground up with a character and to really think of the history of this character, where they originally, where did they migrate from? A lot of people in Los Angeles migrated from the South, from the Mississippis and the Louisianas and the Texas. And what does that bring? The physicality. This isn't the NWA days yet. You know what I mean? This is before the 70s music, the funk. You know, what can you kind of infect into this, into these people that gives an authenticity, and, bring some things that we haven't seen before. You know, bring some specificity. You know, what's the favorite meal or the favorite snack? And what's the favorite outfit and hairstyle? And, when you put all of those things kind of together, you start getting great behavior for your characters. So that was very fun with Snowfall, is being able to kind of create and use my creativity as well as, using some of the things that I do remember slightly from the 80s.
Is this based on a true story, or is it a fictional story in a historical setting? Or are you playing...
It's a fictitious story in a historical setting.
Okay.
Of course, there will always be a... I'm not going to mention what it could be correlated to, but, that will always stick out. But this particular story of Franklin Saint... is an original story, like you said, kind of in the historical period, that a lot of things rang true. But I think it also gives you a little bit more as a... I think it gives the story a little bit more license to show things that, that didn't happen in one particular person's story, but to be able to expand and show other, how this drug coming in, and this drug trade sponsoring wars and balancing deficits, how it, to be able to embellish a bit.
Of course. What is it, what's it like with John Singleton? I mean, here's a guy who's got an incredible career and known for building really real intensity in his stories. What does he bring to the set?
Authenticity. John is a stickler, As a EP, he was always, in our ear, giving us advice and little tips. And I mean, he grew up in South Central. This is his place. So I remember my first day coming, my first day shooting, John walked up to me and said, "Hey, man, I know you from New York and everything, but, some of my fellas around here are going to be pretty mad if you don't get this right." I'm like, "Wow, thank you, John." About to shoot the first scene of the series, of the pilot thing. But he was always around. Just little details. It's about the little, like I said, the specificity of just, maybe this person has a little twang on a word here or there. Maybe there's a twitch. Maybe there's a behavior, the way someone, handles their cigarette in L.A. than New York, the way you say something. There's just the way things roll off your lips, the way you roll up your sleeves. It's just a different, the body, your posture or your gait, the way you walk and things of that nature. So, it's always good to, to me it's almost like a treasure chest of information and of, discovery to have someone that, really was around during those times.
That certainly adds a lot to the experience and to the ability to tell a story. Both projects sound really exciting. Baywatch is hilarious. It's a lot of fun. Like you said before, it brings a lot of humor to it. And Snowfall, which comes out in July.
Yeah, July 5th.
July 5th. And just even from the first opening teaser that I have seen, looks fantastic. So thanks so much for talking with me, man. This has been really, really great.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
And I mean what I said. You did a great job. I really had a blast watching the film, and you were great in it.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Got to tell my mama that. I'm going to record you and send that to my mom. Well, you did good, Ma.
And as always, we started the conversation. This was Screenfish.